You're listening to SBS News.
Leanne McInnes's mother takes a combination of 16 medications a day to treat a range of conditions. But alarming dizzy spells caused the 76-year-old's daughter to seek help.
One of the pharmacists here picked up that she had two sorts of the same medication, just different brands, that the doctor had prescribed. So this pharmacist wrote a letter to the doctor, and the doctor cut one of those medications out, and she's been fine with that ever since.
A new report into medical safety says too often such mix-ups don't end so well. The study was written by Professor Libby Roughhead from the Quality Use of Medicines and Pharmacy Research Centre at the University of South Australia.
At the worst case scenario, medication problems can result in death, and that's certainly what we want to avoid. That is the worst case scenario, and they're rare, but it happens, and so it can range from mild all the way to very, very serious.
The report found there were 250,000 hospital admissions every year because of medicine-related problems, with another 400,000 emergency department presentations. 7 out of 10 involved adverse reactions from using multiple pharmaceuticals, and half the hospital cases were preventable. The National President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia, Dr. Chris Freeman, says the findings highlight the need for medicine-related harm reduction to become a national priority for healthcare decision makers.
We have systems that may fail us sometimes. We sometimes might prescribe the wrong medication, or a patient might just inadvertently take the wrong dose. So no one's in particular to blame for this.
Those with language difficulties are particularly vulnerable. Patients and pharmacists are encouraged to use free on-call translation services. And while the introduction of My Health Record as an online summary of a patient's medical information has sparked its share of debate, the report's authors are unequivocal about its benefits, saying it will be invaluable in reducing errors and inappropriate drug use. Professor Roughhead says it will provide an unprecedented amount of information.
So the first time ever, all pharmacies around the country will be able to look at a history regardless of who dispensed it. Doctors will be able to look at that, so we'll have a complete record, because right now most health professionals don't have a complete record.
Chemists like Melbourne pharmacist Jared McMoore are also using robots to dispense medications.
Human error is always a consideration, always. Just like every other profession, we can make an error, and if we make an error, it can be disastrous. So it's an added layer of protection against that. It doesn't eliminate it completely, but it makes it a lot better.
It is helping to tackle a health problem that is estimated to cost $1.4 billion a year. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.